The Book of Mormon, A Guide for the Old Testament, by Elder Gary J. Coleman of the 70. The Old Testament can be better understood and believed by gleaning further light and truth from the pages of the Book of Mormon, our second witness for some of the events, themes, prophecies, and teachings of the Old Testament. The prophet Mormon certified this idea and explained our Heavenly Father's intent in bringing to light the Book of Mormon. For behold this, the Book of Mormon, is written for the intent that ye may believe that, the Bible. And if ye believe that, the Bible, ye will believe this, the Book of Mormon. Mormon chapter 7, verse 9. Old Testament events. The Book of Mormon offers clarifying facts about and insights into a number of stories of the Old Testament, and often likens or applies principles from them. For example, without Lehi's discourse in 2 Nephi chapter 2, we would understand much less about the fall. Mormon's observation that Satan put it into the hearts of the people to build a tower sufficiently high that they might get to heaven, Helaman chapter 6, verse 28, sweeps away much confusion of the biblical account. Jacob's teaching that Abraham's offering of his son Isaac is a similitude of God and his only begotten son, Jacob chapter 4, verse 5, allows us to confidently ponder the atonement as we carefully study the detail of this story. For readers of the conquest of Palestine by Joshua and the children of Israel, who wonder how God could sanction this action, Nephi clearly teaches that the Canaanites were a grossly wicked people, ripe for destruction, who had rejected the word of God. See 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 32 through 38. Nephi's application of a principle from the story of conquest encourages us to consider, "Behold, the Lord esteemeth all flesh in one. He that is righteous is favored of the Lord." 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 35. Readers of the Old Testament would be wise to consult the most correct of any book on earth and the keystone of our religion as a resource to their study. History of the Church, Volume 4, page 46. The chart in this article summarizes many specific Old Testament events that are better understood after searching the Book of Mormon. Old Testament themes. An oft-repeated idea in the Old Testament is God's covenant with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and their posterity. When God confirmed this covenant with Jacob, he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. Thereafter, Jacob's descendants became known as the children or house of Israel. See Bible Dictionary, Israel, page 708. The Book of Mormon was written to show us what great things the Lord has done for our fathers, and that we may know the covenants of the Lord. Book of Mormon title page, paragraph 2. The fathers mentioned here refer to Adam, Enoch, Noah, Melchizedek, Abraham, Joseph, Lehi, Nephi, Jacob, King Benjamin, King Mosiah, Alma, and many others. They were of the house of Israel and were under the same covenants with God as members of the church are today. The family of Jacob, whether in the Old Testament or Book of Mormon lands, were the preachers of righteousness who have laid before us in the Scriptures the doctrine of Christ, even faith, repentance, baptism, and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Adam, Moses, Isaiah, Nephi, Mormon, Moroni, and many others have written in great detail and clarity of the eternal gospel and its beginning from the foundation of the earth. They wrote and testified of the creation, the fall, Lucifer, the redemption of all mankind through the Holy Messiah, salvation by grace, and the resurrection of the dead. Another major emphasis of the Old Testament is the scattering and gathering of the house of Israel. Here again, the Book of Mormon offers invaluable perspectives. One of the sons of Jacob, Israel, was Joseph, who was sold into Egypt. Joseph became a leader in the court of Pharaoh. See Genesis chapters 37 through 41. To Joseph were born two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Genesis chapter 41, verses 50 through 52. The descendants of these two sons are the fruitful bough of the house of Israel, whose branches run over the wall, Genesis chapter 49, verse 22, meaning they were scattered across the earth. As the Book of Mormon account opens, we are introduced to Lehi, a descendant of Manasseh, who was the son of Joseph, who was sold into Egypt, Alma chapter 10, verse 3. The story of Lehi and his family in the Book of Mormon is a record of a scattered remnant of the house of Israel. Yet the Book of Mormon introduces all of scattered Israel to the Restoration and Latter-day prophets who preach the same gospel of Christ taught by ancient prophets. When the resurrected Christ spoke of the doctrine of the gathering of a covenant people to the saints in the land of Bountiful, see 3 Nephi chapter 20, verses 25 through 31, he reminded them of the ancient covenant he as Jehovah had made with Abraham some 2,000 years before. See Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, chapter 17, verses 19 through 21, and Genesis chapter 22, verse 18, to gather scattered Israel. In plainness and simplicity, the Book of Mormon testifies that the intent of all Scripture is to invite Israel home. This is done in all ages through the great process of missionary work. A third significant subject presented in the Old Testament is the role of prophets. Prophets are called by God in all ages. Their duty is to teach the everlasting gospel, to cry repentance. They invite all to come to Christ and be saved in the kingdom of God. Whether from the watchtowers of the Old Testament, see Isaiah chapter 52, verse 8, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 17, Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17, those of the Book of Mormon, see Mosiah chapter 2, verse 8, Helaman chapter 7, verses 10 through 14, or today's pulpits alive with latter-day testimony, prophets speak and the message of salvation is given. The Book of Mormon helps us understand how Old Testament prophets held the keys and authority of God and conducted their labors in preparing families for exaltation to the great plan of God. See Joseph Smith's translation, Genesis chapter 14, verses 25 through 40, Bible Appendix, Alma chapter 13, verses 1 through 21. Righteous priesthood holders administer the gospel of Jesus Christ and establish the church in every dispensation. Old Testament prophecies. Old Testament and Book of Mormon peoples wanted to know of future events. Book of Mormon prophet Jacob observed, "For I know that ye, his people, have searched much, many of you, to know of things to come." 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 4. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Micah, and Malachi all noted their people's fascination with soothsayers, astrologers, and divination. See Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19, Jeremiah chapter 27, verse 9, Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 24, Micah chapter 5, verse 12, Malachi chapter 3, verse 5. But their prophets wanted them to know about the Lord's future work, particularly concerning the coming of Christ in the flesh, the last days, the second coming, and the millennium. Both the Old Testament and Book of Mormon are filled with prophecies which overlap and help illuminate each other. Book of Mormon prophets frequently turned to Old Testament passages, even directly quoting from them to teach of the future. The second chart in this article summarizes where a student of the Old Testament prophecy can turn in the Book of Mormon for further help. Old Testament teachings. There is no wide-ranging explanatory discussion of the plan of God in the Old Testament. Yet Book of Mormon prophets who had much of the Old Testament on the plates of brass, see 1 Nephi chapter 5, verses 10 through 16, were well acquainted with the plan of God. How beautifully Jacob and Alma outline the central and saving role of the Savior in the plan. See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 1 through 26. Alma chapter 12, verses 32 through 34. In fact, one of the roles of the Book of Mormon is to add to the Old Testament many precious insights into the great plan, particularly concerning Christ, who is Jehovah, the God of the Old Testament. See 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 30. The primary intent of ancient American prophets was to testify to future generations that we knew of Christ and we had a hope of His glory many hundreds of years before His coming. And not only we ourselves had a hope of His glory, but also all the holy prophets which were before us. Jacob chapter 4, verse 4. The prophet Nephi said, "My soul delighteth in proving unto my people the truth of the coming of Christ. For this end hath the law of Moses been given, and all things which have been given of God from the beginning of the world unto man are the typifying of Him." 2 Nephi chapter 11, verse 4. Nephi taught his people of Christ, primarily through the use of the types and symbols he found in the Old Testament. Chart number 3 shows examples of teachings and symbols in this article, some of which are given limited review in the Old Testament, but are amplified in the Book of Mormon. Conclusion. The Scriptures have come from God through the inspired minds of those who spoke and wrote of eternal truths. Members of the church today are children of the covenant, the people blessed of the Lord to have a fullness of the gospel, and who have made sacred covenants with the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Ours is a life in the kingdom of God on earth, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Yet, it is eternal life in the kingdom of God in heaven that our Savior continually invites us to obtain by following His righteous example. Thanks be to God the Father for the sacred records which testify of the great plan of happiness. The work, sacrifice, endurance, faith, hope, and joy of all the holy prophets, those in the Old Testament and in the Book of Mormon, were centered in the blessed atonement of the Son of God. He is the mediator and granter of the blessings of the covenant between the people of God and our Heavenly Father. The Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ, is an essential study aid for more fully understanding the message of the Old Testament, our first and most enduring witness of Christ. Gospel topics, Scripture study, Old Testament, Book of Mormon, Symbols of Christ. Chart number 1. Old Testament events and related Book of Mormon references. We have 3 columns in this chart: Old Testament event, Old Testament reference, related Book of Mormon reference. Old Testament event, the creation of the earth and mankind. Reference, Genesis chapters 1 through 2, Moses chapters 2 through 3. Related Book of Mormon reference, 2 Nephi chapter 2 verses 11 through 15, Jacob chapter 2 verse 21, Mosiah chapter 4 verse 9, Mormon chapter 9 verse 17. Old Testament event, the fall of Adam and Eve. Old Testament reference, Genesis chapter 3 and Moses chapter 4. Related Book of Mormon reference, 2 Nephi chapter 2 verses 14 through 25, Alma chapter 12 verses 20 through 24. Old Testament event, Cain and secret combinations. Old Testament reference, Genesis chapter 4, Moses chapter 5, verses 18 through 32. Related Book of Mormon reference, Helaman chapter 6, verses 26 through 30, Ether chapter 8, verses 15 through 16. Old Testament event, Noah and the flood. Old Testament reference, Genesis chapter 7. Related Book of Mormon reference, Alma chapter 10, verse 22, Ether chapter 6, verse 7. Old Testament event, the Tower of Babel. Old Testament reference, Genesis chapter 11. Related Book of Mormon reference, Helaman chapter 6, verse 28, Ether chapter 1, verses 33 through 43. Old Testament event, Melchizedek and Abraham. Old Testament reference, Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 through 20. Related Book of Mormon reference, Alma chapter 13, verses 14 through 19. Old Testament event, Abraham circumcises his household. Old Testament reference, Genesis chapter 15, Leviticus chapter 12. Related Book of Mormon reference, Moroni chapter 8, verse 8. Old Testament event, Moses and the parting of the Red Sea. Old Testament reference, Exodus chapter 14. Related Book of Mormon reference, 1 Nephi chapter 4, verses 2 through 3, First Nephi chapter 17, verses 23 through 27. Mosiah chapter 7, verse 19. Old Testament event. Moses brings forth water from a rock in the wilderness. Old Testament reference. Exodus chapter 17, Numbers chapter 20. Related Book of Mormon reference. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 29. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 20. Old Testament event. Moses receives the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai. Old Testament reference. Exodus chapters 19 through 20. Related Book of Mormon reference. Mosiah chapter 12, verses 33 through 36. Old Testament event. Moses is transfigured. Old Testament reference. Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 through 35. Related Book of Mormon reference. Mosiah chapter 13, verse 5. Old Testament event. Moses and the brazen serpent. Old Testament reference. Numbers chapter 21. Book of Mormon reference. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 41 through 42. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 20. Alma chapter 33, verses 19 through 21. Helaman chapter 8, verses 14 through 15. Old Testament event. What happened to Moses at the end of his ministry? Old Testament reference. Deuteronomy chapter 34. Book of Mormon reference. Alma chapter 45, verse 19. Old Testament event. The conquest of the promised land by Joshua and the children of Israel. Old Testament reference. Joshua chapters 1 through 10. Book of Mormon reference. 1 Nephi chapter 17 verses 32 through 38. Old Testament event. David marries many wives. Old Testament reference. 1 Samuel chapter 25 verses 42 through 43. 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 13. Chapter 11 verse 27. Book of Mormon reference. Jacob chapter 2 verses 23 through 31 and chapter 4 verses 14 through 18. Old Testament event. Solomon marries many wives. Old Testament reference. 1 Kings chapter 11 verses 1 through 3. Book of Mormon reference. Jacob chapter 2 verses 23 through 31, chapter 4 verses 14 through 18. Old Testament event. Jeremiah cast into prison. Old Testament reference, Jeremiah chapter 37. Book of Mormon reference, 1 Nephi chapter 7, verse 14. Old Testament event, destruction of Jerusalem by Babylonians. Old Testament reference, Jeremiah chapter 52, verses 12 through 15, 2 Kings chapters 24 through 25. Book of Mormon reference, 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 4 and verse 13. 1 Nephi chapter 7, verses 13 through 15. 2 Nephi, chapter 1, verse 4, chapter 6, verse 8. Omni, chapter 1, verses 15 through 18. Helaman, chapter 8, verse 20. Old Testament event, Isaiah sees Jesus Christ. Old Testament reference, Isaiah, chapter 6. Related Book of Mormon reference, 2 Nephi, chapter 11, verse 2. End of Chart 1, Old Testament events and related Book of Mormon references. Chart 2, Old Testament Teachings and Related Book of Mormon References. We have three columns with this chart: Old Testament Teaching, Old Testament Reference, Related Book of Mormon Reference. Old Testament Teaching, Jehovah the God of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ. Old Testament Reference, Genesis chapter 4, verse 4, chapter 7, verse 1, chapter 12, verse 1, chapter 28, verse 13. Exodus chapter 3, verses 4 through 6, and chapter 14, verse 30. Related Book of Mormon reference, 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 30, 2 Nephi chapter 10, verses 2 through 3, Moroni chapter 10, verse 34. Old Testament teaching, ancient patriarchs entered the rest of God. Old Testament reference, Genesis chapters 4 through 5, and chapters 11 through 12. Related Book of Mormon reference, Alma chapter 13, verses 1 through 20. Old Testament teaching, the Ten Commandments. Old Testament reference, Exodus chapter 20. Related Book of Mormon reference, Mosiah chapter 13, verses 12 through 26. Old Testament teaching, God gives power over the weather to some of His prophets. Old Testament reference, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Related Book of Mormon reference, Helaman chapter 10, verses 4 through 11, and chapter 11, verses 4 through 5. Old Testament teaching. Moses and many other Old Testament prophets taught of Christ. Old Testament reference. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 19. Five books of Moses. Writings of Isaiah and Jeremiah. Related Book of Mormon reference. 3 Nephi chapter 20, verses 23 through 24, Helaman chapter 8, verses 11 through 22, Mosiah chapter 13, verses 33 through 35. Old Testament teaching. The purpose of the law of Moses was to lead people to Christ. Old Testament reference. Exodus chapters 20 through Leviticus chapter 27. Related Book of Mormon reference. Jacob chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verses 23 through 30. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 14. Mosiah chapter 13, verses 27 through 35. Alma chapter 25, verses 15 through 16. Chapter 34, verses 10 through 14. 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 17. Chapter 12, verse 17. And chapter 15, verses 2 through 9. End of chart number 2, Old Testament teachings and related Book of Mormon references. Chart number 3, Old Testament prophecies and related Book of Mormon references. We have three columns with this chart: Old Testament prophecy, Old Testament reference, related Book of Mormon reference. Old Testament prophecy. Through Abraham's seed would come a blessing for all nations. Old Testament reference, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Related Book of Mormon reference, 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 18, 3 Nephi chapter 20, verses 25 through 27. Old Testament prophecy. God would raise up two prophets, Moses and Joseph Smith. Old Testament reference, Joseph Smith translation, Genesis chapter 50, verses 24 through 38. Related Book of Mormon reference, 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 3 through 22. Old Testament prophecy. The Bible and the Book of Mormon would become one in the hand of the Lord. Old Testament reference, Joseph Smith translation, Genesis chapter 50, verses 24 through 38, Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 through 17. Related Book of Mormon reference, 1 Nephi chapter 13, verses 39 through 40, 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 11 through 12, and chapter 29, verses 8 through 14. Old Testament prophecy. Jesus Christ would be rejected by the Jews. Old Testament reference, Psalm 118, verses 22 through 23. Related Book of Mormon reference, Jacob chapter 4, verses 14 through 18. Old Testament prophecy. Prophecies of the latter days, Isaiah's day, Christ's day, and the millennium. Old Testament reference, Isaiah chapters 2 through 24. Related Book of Mormon reference, 2 Nephi chapter 12 through 2 Nephi chapter 27, verse 2. A quote of Isaiah's writings from the plates of brass. Old Testament prophecy. The words of the Book of Mormon will help gather Israel. Old Testament reference, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 26. Related Book of Mormon reference, 2 Nephi chapter 29, verses 2 through 3. Old Testament prophecy, the gathering of Israel in the last days. Old Testament reference, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 4 through 12. Related Book of Mormon reference, 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 17. Chapter 29, verse 1, and chapter 30, verses 3 through 18. Old Testament prophecy. God will teach His people line upon line. Old Testament reference, Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 through 13. Related Book of Mormon reference, 2 Nephi chapter 28, verses 29 through 31. Old Testament prophecy. The coming forth of the Book of Mormon. Old Testament reference, Isaiah chapter 29. Related Book of Mormon reference. 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 15 through 17. Chapter 27, verses 2 through 35. Chapter 28, verses 9 through 16. 3 Nephi, chapter 21, verse 9. Old Testament prophecy. A prophet would prepare the way for Christ. Old Testament reference. Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 3. Related Book of Mormon reference. 1 Nephi, chapter 10, verses 7 through 8. Old Testament prophecy. Scattered Israel will be gathered by the power of Christ in the last days. Old Testament reference, Isaiah chapters 48 through 49. Book of Mormon reference, 1 Nephi, chapters 20 through 22. A quote of Isaiah's writings from the plates of brass. Old Testament prophecy. The Gentiles will help gather Israel in the last days. Old Testament reference, Isaiah chapter 49, verses 22 through 26. Related Book of Mormon reference, 2 Nephi chapter 6. Old Testament prophecy, Christ would suffer for his people. Old Testament reference, Isaiah chapter 50 through Isaiah chapter 52, verse 2. Related Book of Mormon reference, 2 Nephi chapter 7 through 8. Old Testament prophecy, Israel will be redeemed in the last days through prophets and missionary work. Christ shall reign upon the earth. Old Testament reference, Isaiah chapter 52. Related Book of Mormon reference, 1 Nephi chapter 22, verses 10 through 12, Mosiah chapter 12, verses 21 through 24, chapter 15, verses 13 through 19, and verses 29 through 31. 3 Nephi chapter 16, verses 11 through 20, 3 Nephi chapter 20, verses 30 through 45, and 3 Nephi chapter 21, verse 8, and verses 26 through 29. Old Testament prophecy. Christ would suffer for the sins of the world. Old Testament reference, Isaiah chapter 53. Related Book of Mormon reference, Mosiah chapter 14, verse 1, through Mosiah chapter 15, verse 12. Old Testament prophecy. Israel will be gathered in mercy and tenderness in the last days. Old Testament reference, Isaiah chapter 54. Related Book of Mormon reference, 3 Nephi chapter 22. Old Testament prophecy. Christ will make an everlasting covenant with all who will come to him. Old Testament reference, Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 3. Related Book of Mormon reference, 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 24 through 28, Moroni chapter 10, verses 31 through 32. Old Testament prophecy. God will fight Israel's battles in the last days. Old Testament reference, Micah chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, Micah chapter 5, verses 8 through 15. Related Book of Mormon reference, 3 Nephi chapter 16, verses 7 through 15, chapter 20, verses 16 through 21, and 3 Nephi chapter 21, verses 12 through 21. Old Testament prophecy. The wicked will be destroyed at the second coming when Christ will judge the nations. Old Testament reference, Malachi chapters 3 through 4. Related Book of Mormon reference, 3 Nephi chapter 24, verse 1 through 3 Nephi chapter 26, verse 2. A quote of Malachi's writings. End of chart 3, Old Testament prophecies and related Book of Mormon references. Chart 4. Symbols of Christ's ministry and related Book of Mormon references. We have three columns with this chart. Symbols of Christ's ministry, Old Testament reference, related Book of Mormon reference. Symbols of Christ's ministry, sacrifices pointed to Christ, Old Testament reference, Genesis chapter 4, related Book of Mormon reference, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 7, 3 Nephi chapter 9, verses 19 through 20. Symbols of Christ's ministry, Melchizedek, Old Testament reference, Psalm 110, verse 4, related Book of Mormon reference, Alma chapter 13, verse 2, and verses 14 through 16. Symbols of Christ's ministry, Abraham and Isaac, Old Testament reference, Genesis chapter 22. Related Book of Mormon reference, Jacob chapter 4, verse 5. Symbols of Christ's Ministry, The Passover Lamb, Old Testament Reference, Exodus chapter 12. Related Book of Mormon Reference, Alma chapter 34, verses 10 through 14. Symbols of Christ's Ministry, The Blood of the Covenant, Old Testament Reference, Exodus chapter 24, verse 8. Related Book of Mormon Reference, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 18. Symbols of Christ's Ministry, Water from a Rock, Old Testament Reference, Numbers chapter 20. Related Book of Mormon Reference, 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 20. Symbols of Christ's Ministry, Brazen Serpent, Old Testament Reference, Numbers chapter 21. Related Book of Mormon Reference, 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 20. End of chart number 4, Symbols of Christ's Ministry and Related Book of Mormon References. End of the chart section. End of the article, The Book of Mormon, A Guide for the Old Testament, by Gary J. Coleman of the 70.